This piece was brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, heritagefoodsusa.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Pleasure.
October 17th is National Pasta Day, and we have a lot to celebrate. Pasta has been around for hundreds of years and has evolved into hundreds of shapes, sizes, and varieties in that time. With this long history comes standards. Marine Font is just one of the people who believes there's a right and wrong way to make pasta. She's an archaeologist, a prolific food writer, and has recently published the cookbook Sauces and Shapes, Pasta the Italian Way.
The shapes and the sauces have definite partners. And once people understand the principle that you can't serve everything with everything, they tend to overthink and they look for scientific principles. And there are a few basic scientific principles, such as the more liquid the sauce, the more surface area you want on your pasta. So spaghetti, something long, goes very well with something liquid. I mean, it's almost obvious. But from there to why linguine is better with seafood and spaghetti is better with, I don't know, plain tomato sauce, there's no reason at all. It's tradition.
But even though Marine may be able to describe what pasta should be, that's not always the same as what pasta is becoming. Chefs have come across a new challenge in the last couple of years with the rise of the gluten-free movement. Executive chef Fortunato Nicotra of Felidia talks about the first time he encountered a demand for gluten-free pasta.
We start to see something was changed, start to change like probably 6-7 years ago. I don't remember to have all this problem about gluten-free before probably 2006, 2007. And then, one day, we have, at night, one service, we have, 5-6 people asking for gluten-free. We were not prepared for that. So people coming in an Italian restaurant and try to have a gluten-free dinner was not the best that we can offer. So say, okay, no pasta. But what's something wrong there?
Executive chef of Del Posto restaurant, Mark Ladner, is creating a gluten-free fast food pasta chain called Pasta Flyer. Mark wants to change how people think about Italian pasta one plate at a time.
The gluten, I would say, came second because I had been thinking about this concept for probably a year before gluten even really became an issue. It was certainly more about trying to make food that was healthful for young people, for people on the go, for families, that utilized fresh, healthy food that wasn't overprocessed or that was made in some facility far, far away. I really don't believe that Italian pasta is very much different than Japanese noodles. It's just a question of, the perception of how it's been delivered in the past. And nobody's really ever taken it successfully into a quick service setting, at least in my humble opinion.
New innovations are popping up all the time. Heritage Radio's Aaron Fairbanks asked Chef Fortunato about his opinion on a recent pasta technology.
I saw in the New York Times this Wednesday, Florence Fabricant wrote about a new type of pasta that cooks in 90 seconds. And I had to think to myself, 6 to 8 minutes, too long? Apparently, they've taken a piece of spaghetti and they've scored it down the center so that it cooks in 90 seconds. What do you think of that?
You cannot cook like a chicken in 3 minutes, so... But no. You try to do pasta and you have to take the time need to. That's the beauty about it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you use fresh pasta.
Right. Something should just go slow.
Whatever your opinion, the beauty of pasta is there's always room for old and new, both pasta police and pasta innovators. Happy National Pasta Day, food lovers. For HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Caitlin Pierce.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.